It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Malcare. Protect your high-performance WordPress website with Malcare. Keep it secure, backed up, and protected. Check out malcare.com. You know how it goes. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out thewpminute.com for the links. In the news, Matt Mullenweg, founder and CEO of Automattic, the company behind WordPress.com, made the news again, this time with the Wall Street Journal. He talks about asynchronous work and why he thinks hybrid models will die out. Automattic employees are already living the work-from-anywhere model and are able to adjust their work schedule as needed. Anne McCarthy is back with another round of testing, this time for the WordPress photo directory. By adding your photos here, they will automatically appear in Openverse, a search engine for openly licensed media. Volunteers are needed to test and provide feedback on media-related features in WordPress. Anyone is welcome to contribute, and the feedback is open until February 23rd. Eric Karkovac wrote a post on the WordPress photo directory. If you would like an understanding of how licensing images came about and to see an early review of WordPress media, go check out his article. Many in the WordPress community have been feeling the weight of growth and change, and frankly, everything over the last couple of years. Corey Miller shared an update on his crash and burn. Many of us are not alone in this area and support Corey along with his team over at PostStatus. The organizers of WordCamp Europe 2022 were called out recently for a lack of diversity on the organizing team. They are addressing that now, citing the team cares deeply about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Click the link to read their updated communication. Angela Jin has started an open discussion on diversity as well over on make.wordpress.org. Make sure to participate in this very important discussion and provide your feedback. Eric Mann wrote a post on his first month using WordPress 5.9 from an experienced WordPress contributor perspective. If you'd like to see the good, the bad, and the future of WordPress, this post is worth a few minutes of your time. Sarah Gooding over on the WP Tavern covered the latest with a German court fining a website owner for violating the GDPR by using Google-hosted fonts. If you're using Google Fonts and are subject to European regulations, you may want to review how you are using them to be in compliance. Sarah's colleague, Justin Tadlock, wrote an article stating that the block editor sidebar panels are the new admin notices. Product marketers will be interwoven with the editing experience for the foreseeable future, or until an official mechanism for products to notify users of upgrades is offered in core, as WP Minute correspondent Spencer Foreman comments. Business news. Boy, it's been a while since I've said that. Convezio raises $5 million in funding to further develop its scalable WordPress hosting platform. This funding will help to deliver a consistently fast experience for their customers. MasterWP.co, a newsletter for WordPress professionals, announced that Howard Development and Consulting has acquired the publication. From Alex Denning, some news after 5 years and 249 issues, at Binary Moon and I have written our final issue of MasterWP.co. At Howard DC Web have acquired MasterWP and will be taking over bringing you insightful quality WordPress news and analysts from next week. Thanks to all of the members who shared these links today, Jeff Chandler, Birgit Pauli Hack, and Eric Karkovac. If you would like to contribute news, especially in the WooCommerce space, please find us at the WP Minute on Twitter or use our contact form at thewpminute.com and reach out to us. Say, hey, I'd love to contribute some news around WooCommerce or WordPress. Find out how you can become a contributor for free here at the WP Minute. New members, we'd like to welcome new members this week, Lawrence Lattermy from Convezio. Thanks to you, dear listener, for tuning in to your favorite 5 minutes of WordPress news every Wednesday. The WP Minute is an experiment in community journalism for WordPress. If you want to support me, my team, and all of those that contribute, head on over to buymeacoffee.com/mattreport. Buy us a digital coffee for as little as $5, or better yet, join the community of WordPress newsies. Get access to our Discord server, private podcast, behind the scenes on how the news is made, and get your voice heard on the podcast. Join for $79 a year to support the show and become a producer at buymeacoffee.com/mattreport. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it wherever you do social media. Jump on the mailing list at thewpminute.com.